This is a CHOI News Report. On Wednesday evening, members of the Nanaimo's Jewish community packed the small synagogue in Rabbi Bensi Shemtov's home in North Nanaimo for a solidarity and prayer for Israel service. The service was held in the wake of an attack by Hamas into southern Israel that killed over 1,300 Israelis, including 258 soldiers and scores of citizens from other countries. This attack also injured 2,800 people in Israel, with 150 taken hostage. As of Thursday, two Canadians are confirmed to have been killed in Israel, with a third presumed dead, according to Foreign Affairs Minister Melanie Joly. At least three Canadians are missing, and Joly would not say if they are among the hostages taken by Hamas in the Gaza. Israel estimates its armed forces killed 1,500 militants from Hamas and Islamic Jihad. The Palestine Ministry of Health says 1,537 people in Gaza have been killed since October 7th, including 500 children, and over 6,500 have been injured. I spoke with Rabbi Shemtov after the service about the impact of the attack on the Nanaimo's Jewish community.
So we're feeling shattered, broken. What happened in Israel is a terrible, terrible outcry. How people, human beings, could do such things, it makes no sense. The images, the videos, just the news reports of dragging people in the streets, hostages, killing babies in their beds, doesn't make sense. This is a slaughter. This is a pogrom. We don't know of such things in our world today. We don't want to know of such things, and we can't believe that it actually happened. We know why it happened. It happened nothing to do with the land of Israel, anyone wanting the land of Israel. This is people that are thirsty for Jewish blood. And that's why it hurts us, because they know they would want our blood too. We know that there is evil in the world. There's real evil in the world, and this evil has to be eliminated, be destroyed. But the way for us to destroy it, we're not part of the Israeli army. We're part of just regular citizens here in Canada. That way we could fight evil, and it's not just the Jewish people, it's all people. And, you know, I was very touched because many, many people from the community reached out to me, sent condolences, sent support, non-Jews. And the way all of us could fight evil is by bringing in more good into the world.
Tamara Cronus is a member of the Nanaimo's Jewish community who ran for the Conservative Party of Canada in the Nanaimo Ladysmith in 2021. She has a brother who lives in Tel Aviv with his two children and another brother-in-law who is currently serving in the Israeli Defense Force in Gaza. I spoke with her at the synagogue after the service.
It's so difficult because we know that there's more fighting ahead. We know that there's dark days ahead, and we know that there's going to be more pain. And so, you know, the only thing we can do is gather our strength, gather in communities, hug, and tell each other how much we care about each other as we just face unspeakable terror and an organization that seems intent on destroying everything that we hold dear.
Rabbi Shemtov says the attack by Hamas has united Israelis across the political divide.
We all know that there was a mess in Israel, with politically a mess in Israel, and people like blaming and, you know, using, pointing fingers and saying things. But when such an outcry happens, the numbers are keep on climbing of people that were killed those 2 days, and the way they were killed, and civilians, you can't blame it on anybody else but sheer evil. When you start blaming it on other people or other things, government, bad mistakes, whatever else it is, you're taking away the focus on the real problem. And the real problem is Hamas. That is the real problem, that they don't have any human decency in them. They're pure evil, and all they want to see is just blood. They want to see just blood dripping in the streets. You know, for someone to go back and see their mother shot 10 times, dead. She's not a threat to anybody. She's not doing anything to anybody. You shoot her, to shoot that, it's just pure, pure evil that we don't even understand how humans could have such evil.
As casualties in Gaza continue to climb, and Israel has warned over 1 million residents of northern Gaza to evacuate to the south, Rabbi Shemtov says his heart breaks for the civilians in Gaza. I spoke with him over the phone on Friday.
It breaks my heart. It breaks my heart that so many people are dying. It's unfathomable, the pain that they're going through, innocent civilians that have nowhere to run to. You know, we as people in North America, as Jews in North America and Canada, we're all saddened by the events. We're saddened by the massacre of last Saturday. But what we could do is to add good into the world, because there's obviously clear evil in the world. And the only way to fight evil is by adding goodness and kindness. The way to add in goodness and kindness is not to scream, is not to bash, is by doing good.
Shemtov says he would like to see peace for the people of Israel and Palestine.
The more light into the world we bring, it will reach the prophecy that Isaiah said, There will come a time that we'll take our swords and turn them into plowshares. We'll take all our armory equipment and turn them into civilized work tools, because the world will be a world of peace. And that's what we all have an obligation to try to do.
Rabbi Shemtov says nobody is inherently evil.
Evil itself isn't inherently real. It's fake. It's not. Humans aren't evil. Humans are good. Even the Hamas terrorists, they're good people. But unfortunately, they're totally darkened up and covered up with evil. The more we're able to infuse this world with goodness, the evil falls away, and then we have a good world.
Shemtov says that one way people can help is by doing good deeds, or a mitzvah, as it's called in Judaism, such as regularly giving to charity.
You know, there's two parts of charity. There's helping a specific cause, and then there's the essence of the act of charity. You can give it to any charity you want, any soup kitchen, any homeless shelter. Do it. It should be a human charity. Give it to a human charity where it's helping other human beings. Just by the fact that you're giving charity is bringing in goodness into the world. Of course, if you want to help the Jewish people, you could bring the charity box to us and we'll forward it to a Jewish cause, to Israel. But that's not the main part.
Curtis says another thing people can do is check in with the Jewish people that they know.
My message to the broader community from the Jewish community of Nanaimo is that, like all of the Jews, all of our Jewish brothers and sisters around the world, we are grieving right now. We are not okay. If you hear this message and you have Jewish friends, now's the time to check in on them. Now's the time to tell them that you love them, to tell them that you support Israel, and to tell them that you stand shoulder to shoulder with us as we confront, frankly, our worst nightmare.
For CHY News, this is Mick Sweetman.
This report was made with the support of the Local Journals Initiative, the Community Radio Fund of Canada, and listeners like you.